Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Hey, we've been talking a lot about the people given a redundancy. There's this fight, essentially, between the people building the West Gate Tunnel and the state government. The state government says, well, any problems with the contaminated soil, you signed up to do it, fixed price, your problem. It does appear that the company is saying, nah, unexpected problems. As a result, who are the meat in the sandwich? More than 100 people have been told they've lost their jobs. Gary Vereb joins us. He was told today, I believe, that he lost his job. Is that right, Gary?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. No, I'll be made redundant actually tomorrow, but I knew about it just after I came back from Christmas. That was my New Year's present from the management.
What did they say was the reason?
Well, the reason is that we can't go ahead because I believe the EPA has stopped everything from going ahead. And they explained it to the letter that it's because of the spoil contamination raising the price up to such a high rate that they really can't see a feasible way out of it without having negotiations with the state and I believe EPA and all the arbitrating bodies in order to resolve the situation.
I can't say I really know much about construction, Gary, but what do you do? Do you work on the tunnelling machine? Like, what's your job?
My job basically is on the outside. I supply the grout for the TBM so that they can...
Sorry, that's the grout for the machine?
Yeah, so that for the segments, more or less packing for the back of the segments so that they have strength and they don't crack under pressure.
Oh, okay, so once the machines move through, you're providing the grouting, the support structure for the hole that's been dug?
Correct, yeah. The machine actually pushes off the off the segments once when they've been grouted in, so it just adds extra packing and strength
right,
so they can push forward and keep on tunnelling.
Who do you blame, Gary? Do you blame the John Holland or someone like that, or is it the government's fault? Who do you think's to blame?
No, well, I don't really blame John Holland because, or CPB or any of associated people who have been involved in it. I can't understand, being a layman, how they can allow a project to go through fully knowing that the area that they're going to be going through is contaminated.
You mean you can't understand how the government did that, or you can't understand
Yes. Now, If we have contamination, example, if I sold a block of land and I used to have a service station on it previously, you'll have to, you know, you can't sell it for quite some time until you decontaminate the area. Okay? EPA knows about it. Everybody knows about it. They knew about this issue. Why did they allow the project to go ahead? Why did they allow, just before we're about to turn the head of the TBMs, why did they allow us to go so far? Why did they not come up with a solution over the 10 months or what have you?
You're very upset with the government, aren't you, Gary?
I am. Look, all my employers are trying to do is give me work. I know that sometimes greed gets before employers. This is just, you know, what it's all about. They've got to make in money for the you know, people who invest in them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, if I was in another situation, surely the government would not let me go through with working there, you know what I mean, because that's the rules, you know,
sure.
And they knew about it. Why could they not?
Well, look, I would love to get the government on to ask about it, Gary. I'll see how I go with it. I'm curious, though, because I know John Holland, CPB, the others, they've got massive contracts with other infrastructure projects. I know you're skilled with the tunnelling machines, which I think start working in other places around the middle of the year. Do you know if you will be redeployed by someone like John Holland soon? Do you know if that's a possibility?
Well, nothing's a possibility in this world of ours because I'm hitting over the twilight days of my life. You know, and
how old are you, Gary?
62 years young.
That's not twilight.
Well, you know, they're trying to push towards 70 and, you know, it gets harder and harder in heavy machinery industry. But, look, I can still carry my own weight in the industry.
Sure,
but
can.
All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, you know, the biggest worry for me is not knowing what's going to happen to the future for me and my family.
So they haven't told you if they can use you somewhere else yet?
No, nothing's been done about it. Nothing's been mentioned. They have tried to...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Gary. Because when you say nothing's being done, my assumption would be that someone like John Holland would be looking to see whether or not they can redeploy you. Do you know?
They have gone to another one of their projects just across the river, and they've named people's names, but to this date, no one's... Well, I don't know. I've not been made
aware
of any job.
So no guarantees yet?
No, not yet. So therefore, I'm just in no man's land at the moment with a job, yeah.
Look, we're all really sorry to hear about that, Gary, and I really want to thank you. It can't be easy coming on the radio talking about it, so thanks so much.
No, I just one thing to reiterate is I just wish that government stop playing games with people's lives and pawns, you know, and, you know, we as Tunnellers have sacrificed a lot, you know, to come down here and do a project.
Sorry, where'd you come from, Gary?
Where did I come from? Yeah. Well, I came from down from another project in Sydney, but I'm originally from Queensland.
Ah, right.
And, you know, like a lot of the lads have come down from Queensland.
So I imagine you move wherever those specialised tunnelling machines go.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Right.
Okay. So now we're stuck. Now we're stuck because we've gone through Christmas. We've gone through the money that we could have escaped out of the place. But now we're here and we've got to
find somewhere
suck it in.
Look, good luck, Gary. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers. Bye.